Off the Ball, GAA.
Yeah, it was a very high scoring game. I suppose we were seeing a lot of war from Division 1A this year, and we know that they were playing a level above us. And I suppose the first half was even, but we know they're a serious side.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding!
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it!
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Oh. Oh. He's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. We're not going to do it seriously.
Okay, welcome along to the Shadiest segment on a multitude of platforms. It's a scintillating, stupefying, splendido, crappy quiz. Every week, we pick three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia and pit them against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. You might not be hearing us in the usual radio slot so often anymore, but the quiz is alive and well on the Goal Out app, wherever you get your podcasts, and on YouTube for our Off The Ball members worldwide. If, for whatever reasons, best kept yourself, you have not yet become a member, get over to offtheball.com/join now. If you don't like sport that much, I don't know what other conclusion one could come to. You can listen to most of our quizzes with the three free monthly listens you'll get by signing up on the Goal Out app instead. With all that said, all that's left to do is to introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting eatery and what a lineup we've got. This man is usually found in the Quizmaster seat these days, but today is not one of those days, much to the delight of the hardcore quiz faithful. It's been a good week. His beloved Clare began their Munster Championship campaign in positive fashion. Aston Villa look like they will be returning to the Champions League next season, and with a possible Europa League trophy in tow, it says here, tempting fate. And the Dubs, well, they squeaked over the line against Wicklow in the bare pit of Ockham, even though he's not a Dubs fan. I didn't write this. Angry producer Mick is now mellow producer Mick, but his nickname brought the red mist last time out on the quiz. So without further ado, please welcome Mick, I'm not the one from Barnsley, McCarthy. What was the one last one?
I don't know. It was so confusing. They just keep changing the all the time. I'm not the one from Barnsley. Just write that down for later. That's all fine. It has been a good week. I would have liked Wicklow to get the job done there, though. That would have been...
You're an anti-Dubs.
Yes.
Even though they gave
I don't know when that happened. It happened in the 2013 All-Ireland final. I remember being at it, and there was some cynical play at the end of the game. And I remember it wasn't the cynical play that angered me. It was the fact that I was naturally... And I found myself annoyed by it, which suggested to me you wouldn't care about that if it were anything that you supported or liked. Yeah. So that was sort of the moment that I kind of realised. And then since then, I've gone a little bit too anti. I don't know how it happened, but maybe now that they're back to kind of like their mediocre mean, I'll kind of go back to kind of wishing the Dubs well.
Wow, nothing like a pity vote.
Back to arse boxing.
I wish you well. Eight All-Ireland, Con O'Callaghan.
If you thought Mick had a great week, well, this man maybe had one even better. Written off by many and by plenty within the county itself, Westmeath dumped perennial rivals Meath out of the Leinster Football Championship last Sunday afternoon. Not only did that send this man into delirium, but his beloved Wigan confirmed their League One status by earning a spirited draw away to Port Vale. Ooh, yeah. Meaning they're Westmeath's greatest export to the capital since Adrian Barry was ecstatic coming into the office on Monday morning.
Esteemed company.
However, Luke Loughlin is yet to usurp his favourite county man, Joe Dolan, as his most beloved Westmeath person ever. There's a long list. Maybe a Leinster crown might do the trick. Love Please welcome job. Matthew. Oh me, oh my, you make me sigh, you're such a good looking woman.
I have to do that every time.
Yeah.
I'll happily do it every time for the week.
I didn't know your surname was Woman.
Woman.
Yeah. Where does Brennan come in?
Nah, they leave it off. It's grand.
We've missed it.
Yeah. No, it was a great week.
Oh my, you make me sigh, you're such a good looking Brennan.
That's a very nice compliment, yeah. Yeah. Ain't no show like a Joe show. But it's been a good week, yeah. If you didn't know, Westmeath beat me, yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't know. Do you know why? Because I was watching the clip from the Power Rankings.
Oh, yeah.
And Tommy was talking about a stat to do with
Ray Kinnellan,
and Matthew interrupted him about 12 times because he just wanted to talk about the fact that Westmeath beat Meath.
I had to. Yeah. I have to cut him off. He talks enough on those these shows, so I have to get in there. I hit him with a nice little winky face emoji in the immediate aftermath when I was walking around O'Connor Park. Tommy was
that was it. Just a winky just face emoji.
Nice. That was it.
I was trying to think what can I do here. What's subtle, but also
that works.
Yeah. So and I think it did work. And then Wigan actually simultaneously were playing at 3 o'clock on the Sunday for some reason. I don't know why. And had a fairly drab 0-0 draw. Mm. Poor failed by all accounts. Who were actually relegated by Brian Barry Murphy's Cardiff the other day.
No. So what a weird year for Port Vale.
Yeah, after their cup run, yeah, but no.
Robbie Williams won't be happy.
Yeah. What's my nickname again?
What?
Oh me, oh my.
You make me sigh, you're such a good-looking woman.
Okay.
And people stop, and people stare.
Aye, that's too long.
That's why I'm talking about, angel at my side.
You can't just say good-looking.
Would you like the original there? You make me sigh.
The Dustin and Joe Dolan duo version.
It was like Joe 90s.
Yeah, it was Joe and Dustin.
The Joe Dolan bridge was...
You're such a dog, ugly turkey. Ah, Joe! What are you talking about?
Can I go with
he just needed the Rick Rubin treatment and people would actually consider him one of our great troubadours.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, it's great. Maybe not many people have bridges and statues named after him.
Not many people get a segment on Reeling in the Ears.
Mm.
Or a segment on the crappy quiz.
When he was alive or because he died?
No, when he was alive. It was sort of like a Westmead crooner is making waves. And then, that kind of knowing text where it's like, it's obviously Joe Dolan. It was that. I remember it well.
No, I do, yeah. I see where you're coming from.
Finally, this man was on something of a sticky wicket the last time he was on the quiz. It had been the end of a long week of early mornings and that showed, frankly. But this time out, this man's been inspired by that early morning sunshine that has swept across the country and has been floating into the office, providing good vibes only. He's been diligently studying possible quiz questions since at least 9 o'clock this morning, when the quiz writer was snookered with a last-minute dropout, Cilla Wellen. Okay. So without further ado, please welcome Cameron Misty, Mr. Early Morning Hill.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Not Misty.
Misty Early Morning Hill.
Is that better?
The Misty Mornings are no longer.
I think now I have to be honest. We have a new quiz master this week, and I'm withholding judgment because I feel like the quiz is going to be really, really good. But the quiz nicknames need a little bit of consistency. It's the whole point of them. We can't be just changing them willy nilly every week, and certainly not all three.
Mm. Yeah, people will be confused.
Don't let the old ways die, say Mick.
No, never let anybody do this.
Please send any questions you have. The email. That's the managerial spirit there, Mick.
Yeah, wow.
It's going to be a good quiz. I feel like there's going to be some interesting.
I just hope Mick doesn't run away with it. That's all I'm thinking about.
I can't help that.
No, assistant to the managing editor, Mick McCarthy.
Call me what you want.
Shots fired. Crappy quiz at offthewall.com. Or if you don't think it's time to let the old ways die, like Mick, send your questions to us on a postcard or the back of a six pack. We've taken everything in the past. Cornflex box was my favourite one. Quizmaster, Off the Wall Towers, Mark Coney House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2.
I feel like there's election posters people have at home that they could be sending quiz questions in on.
I don't think you can write on those ones now. They're that weird plastic crap.
Oh, they're anti-climb paint kind of stuff.
Is it illegal to take them? I was told that when I was young.
You're not allowed to take them down, I don't think.
Okay, no. Yeah. I think tampering with them is frowned upon.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure you're going to get...
You're not going to put me away from it.
Yeah,
I may not have credentials, but I'd say pull them down.
For anyone passing
just a simple Southern lawyer.
The Dublin North Central, is that the... Anyway, the by-election was called yesterday and I just like, it was that sort of feeling of the heart sinking when suddenly I saw the first election poster.
I know, they're right outside my house. A good looking bunch, you'd have to say. Mm. Not as good looking as the missus in Joe Dolan's life, but anyway.
No Jerry Hutch posters, I didn't see any this morning.
Politics is acting for ugly people.
Round one, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. The call your shot round is back again. I'm going to give you a question with a list of available answers. Each contestant will bid the number of correct answers they think they can manage, and the highest bidder will get first dibs on the list. If the highest bidder hits their target, they win the point. If they cannot manage it, the remaining two players will be asked to bid again on how many of the remaining answers they can name. If that mark isn't hit, the last person standing wins the point. Each of you will be given a chance to start the bidding. We're going to be starting with Mick, then Matthew, then Cameron. Mick opens the bidding. Name as many of the match day 23 for Ireland's opening men's Six Nations Championship game at the Stade de France this year. Maximum number is 23. What is your guess?
I'll start with 16.
Ooh.
I'll sit this one out. Can I do that?
Yeah, you just don't.
No, I'm not.
The coward's point.
I'm not embarrassing myself here this early on. I'll give it a few minutes.
It's kind of embarrassing that you like just didn't bluff that you were pretending to think about.
I understand the tactic. Can't be there. I understand that.
I'd be surprised now if Cameron can't get 23.
That was my thought. I was like, I'm in a crowded room here.
I'll forget someone.
Sorry, there's a telegram coming in here. I'll change the nicknames how I like, you can tell them, says David Wilson.
Listen, who wrote the quiz? No, that hasn't been mentioned yet.
It's a cool new feature on WhatsApp where they kind of give you the accent as well.
Wasn't him.
No, that was actually just Jer.
Yeah, you just played your phone into the mic. That was great.
Okay.
And I'll go 20.
Oh, it's a good one to try and name. But I'm going to struggle to remember the match. 21. I could try 21. But you can definitely... don't think I'll go higher than that now.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Shit.
We don't have like a rig of injuries. What's happening?
Okay, so...
There's only one area that you're going to struggle with, which we all know. Mm.
Jeremy Lockman.
Okay.
Lukeman.
Lukeman's his fucking name, but go on, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're allowed square.
Square.
Okay. Dan Sheehan and Ronan Kelleher.
Oh, Danny boy, that pipes are calling.
Glenn. Okay. And I'm just gonna go for definite. Tyke Byrne. Josh Van der Fleer. Caelan Doris. JGP, Sam Prendergast,
Sammy P. Correct.
Start writing down.
McCluskey and Ringrose.
Big Stew.
He's going well here.
Osborne.
Hang on. Yeah, Gary Ringrose. Yeah, Osborne. Yeah. Do you know the first name?
Jamie?
Yeah.
No, sorry, that wasn't me trying to not say them. I'm just trying to get through them here. Okay, so the first game in France was cost Tommy O'Brien his place, so he was playing that day.
Yeah.
14. So I have to go back to the forwards now. Furlong was playing, wasn't he?
D-E-F-G.
You missed the first game.
Did not make it. You out, sucker.
No!
So how many have you got left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
10.
No, not 10. That's not my bid. Don't worry. It's Matthew Verse anyway, no? 5, 6, 7, 8.
No.
No, I understand you. Yeah.
It's awful quiet, this. Don't like this.
I'm annoyed as that now.
I'll go with 6.
You're going to go 6? All right. Go 8.
Oh, you can fire away at 8.
Right.
I think 7 would have been fine.
I have 3 written down.
Gotta stretch the legs.
I have 3 written down.
So Jacob Stockdale.
Yeah.
Stockdale is correct.
Stalkers.
Where is he down at the bottom there? Yeah.
Had him scribbled.
I didn't have him.
Craig Casey,
yeah.
I hadn't even got to the subs, yeah.
Gonna go Jack Crowley.
Jack Crowley is correct.
Who'd you go wrong on? Furlong, was it?
Yeah.
Right.
Now, Thomas Clarkson.
Ah, this is the bit. This is the one. They were the sub props were always going to get you.
Would have been fine if I'd remembered Furlong was injured, because I know who the other one is too.
Right. Jack Boyle.
Oh no.
Was it Milne?
Pride before a fall.
Matthew.
Oh, good man. Yeah.
Howard's
a good,
point.
A good fellow Midlands man.
Listen.
No, it was.
We can be friends this week.
It was Tom O'Toole, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so. It's Finlay Beelam.
Ah, Beelam.
No.
And then Michael Milne as well.
Michael Milne.
He said Michael Milne, yeah.
He had Milne.
He just said Milne.
That's why he...
Keller.
You forgot about James Ryan and Nick Timoney.
Yeah, I had Ryan, and then we didn't get the number six either.
Joe McCarthy.
Joe, okay, so we didn't get Piper.
So there was no Balogun or Lowe, no?
No.
No, they were... No. Lowe was injured.
Milne was the only one I had.
Balogun came in and...
Had three names written down, two of them were incorrect.
Did Milne get a try in that game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to remember that, Jay.
Mick nil, Matthew won, Cameron nil. Good tactics, yeah, Matthew. Well done.
Bollocks.
It's a great question because, like, that's one of those that that's the ultimate call your shot because you feel confident, but it's bloody really hard to get there because you're talking about a specific match.
Round one, question two. Matthew opens the bidding. 36 teams began the Champions League proper, otherwise known as the league phase, back in September 2025. How long ago? A different world in many ways. How many of the 36 do you think you can name?
I'll start with 20.
Of 36?
Yeah,
I'll start with
36, 20. Right. I'll go 23.
24.
Is it come back around?
Yeah.
25.
Nah, Lana, right.
Nick?
26.
A lot of main character energy floating about the room today.
Yeah, I'll let you go with 26. I'll let you go with 26.
That was just me trying to pump it up. Yeah. I was just trying to get you up to 27, and I would have left you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, right. Well, I'll start off anyway with Liverpool, Arsenal, Man City, Chelsea, Newcastle, and Spurs. Six English teams.
Okay, Newcastle... Spurs are down as Tottenham Hotspur.
I reckon you could. If you could have taken a bit more time to think there about how many you would are like easy, because there might be 26 when you get into this that are just easy. You know,
We'll see. It'll be hard to. At some point, you start. My brain stops working.
That was my thought.
I start panicking. Napoli, Inter, Juventus. I think I know the fourth, but I'll hold off on.
Go on. Give it a go.
Yeah.
No, leave me alone. Real Madrid, Barcelona, Atletico Madrid. Atalanta are the other Italian team. Yeah.
Well, you had it in, yeah.
I will also hold off on the fourth Spanish team for now. There might even be five, is there? I'm not sure. Bayern Munich.
He's going country by country, folks.
Bayer Leverkusen.
A giant sports brain in action.
And Borussia Dortmund.
All we can do is sit and marvel at the stupendous pronouncements coming from the dark recesses of the McCarthy mind.
Right, okay.
Where's the cue ball going? Where's it going?
Paris Saint-Germain.
Oh, it's going to France!
It's not staying in France for very long, though. It's already left
France. The glamour
France.
Of Paris.
Sporting.
Oh, to Lisbon.
CP. And Benfica, we'll stay in Lisbon altogether, yeah.
Must be near there, is he?
Oh, he's miles away.
Is he, yeah?
Is anybody counting? Sure, I'll jump to a country I'm not even sure of, Karabakh.
Yeah.
Country I'm not even sure of what, like, on a fundamental level.
I'm still the Soviet Union to me.
I'm not 1,000% sure where Karabakh is. Galatasaray.
Galatasaray.
Yeah, just thought of it, like, God.
Hope to get the teeth and the head on, what?
Okay, how many do I have?
How many do we have? He's 20.
But how many do I need to get to?
23?
26. 21, is that?
19, I think it was.
So I need six more. Okay, right, so there's another Spanish club there I should be able to think of pretty easily. Another German club who I think might be... Okay. Oh, no.
That's not good.
No, I'm just... I'm torn between two German teams.
Torn between two lovers. Me oh mash makes me such a good looking woman.
I'm fairly low here, I think.
I need to go to new countries. Fenerbahce. No, they were in the Europa League.
Oh, he shoots, he scores, he's at the crossbar.
They were in the Europa League. Sure, Jose was their manager.
Dear. Too late, too late, too late. You out, sucker. So how many are left from 36?
You should be allowed in to call your shot. Correct yourself before someone else does. It's different round the other one.
You want to just make up the rules now that you're on the wrong side of them?
I wouldn't suggest I'm be allowed back in. I'm saying, given what happened there, I feel like that should be a future rule.
I know. I think if you say something out loud, it's a consideration. And we would be here for 6 weeks if that was the case.
Mm. Okay. And also then,
we think there's only 15 left. So we think you were actually on 21.
I had them all written down.
A bit like Kilkenny in the All-Ireland semi-final.
Was Galatasaray your last one?
Yeah.
What a sliding doors moment that was for the history of hurling.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Kilkenny not knowing what the score was and having to...
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if they'd won the All-Ireland. Everybody would be like, oh, what a great team.
Maybe Hugh Lawler would have stayed at home.
Maybe.
I have 22 written down here. You're wrong. No, I was just saying how many you got.
22. It's impressive, I'd say.
That's why I think so.
Yeah.
Definitely think you've 22. Yeah.
No, you've less?
No, he's got 22.
Yeah.
And he had
you're agreeing. Yeah, so I thought you were being sarcastic.
No. He's got 22 left.
So...
I've only got 20 written down, but I might have said ones I didn't write. But
anything from Stokes Kennedy Crowley, Independent Observer, in the box?
Don't forget the last one was wrong. Oh, I said Benfica. I didn't write them down.
Yeah, Benfica, yeah.
Oh, 22 crossed off. Okay.
There we go.
So 14 left to go. You only needed four more, Mick.
Jesus, Mick.
Undone by the Turks.
Is it automatically me then bidding, even though I started the bidding initially?
You're next.
Yeah, you're next.
Okay.
Yeah.
Six.
That's good. That's right. Have you got six? I don't. You suppose you're bluffing.
Yeah. Yes, I have six. I'll let you go there.
Okay. I don't have six. I tried twice there now. That's back to back. I've gone. I do have a couple though. Ajax,
correct.
Of Amsterdam, of course.
I've also got Marseille.
Marseille is correct.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh.
I've also got Monaco.
Monaco is correct.
And I've also got a wild Paphos.
Four, correct.
Now I'm struggling.
That was my ace in the whole lot.
So
Two more.
So I'm thinking there's another German team in there. Uh-huh. I know Frankfurt and Freiburg did well in the Europa League and the Conference League.
No, I won't help you there.
Leverkusen.
Nobody has just answered my question as the my one of two.
All right, okay. Yeah.
Dortmund, Leverkusen, and Munich have already been said. That's just up the top of. I don't know. Leipzig didn't make Europe this year. Italy, I think Italy's sorted. No, they were in the Europa League. No, I'm struggling here now.
This is world class bowling.
Bodo Glimt.
Bodo Glimt.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Yes. The miss.
Yes.
One more.
The story of the tournament.
Oh, without doubt, that's terrible. I feel guilty for not remembering Bodo Glimt there. Like,
that's all they have going up there. It's very cold.
Oh, I pulled one out of the bag here.
Oh, yeah?
I pulled one out of the bag here.
Go on.
Khairat Almaty.
Yeah. Khairat Almaty, come on down, baby.
Well played, yeah.
God damn.
Another point for Matthew. So,
who was the fourth Spanish team and the fourth German team? I thought it was Leipzig then, if you said it.
Frankfurt.
It was Frankfurt.
Yes, okay. You were wrong. They weren't in the Europa League.
Yeah, they played Tottenham.
Oh, that's who I had written down.
Okay. It was Freiburg then, because they're still in one of the
Athletic Club de Bilbao. Did we get that?
I wasn't sure on them.
Club Brugge.
Club Brugge.
Ah, Brugge, yeah.
Also, sorry, Eintracht Frankfurt, FC Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Khairat Almaty was the winning point. Monaco Napoli. Olympiakos is the other Greek team.
I wasn't sure, yeah.
PSV. I think PSV.
I wasn't sure about
PSV.
Well,
yeah.
There was one that we didn't have crossed off that I didn't have. Slavia Prague. You were just there.
Yeah.
Union Saint-Gilloise.
Yeah.
Remember USG.
They're the greatest analysis team of all time. And then spanked.
Didn't they beat someone?
Had a good result. Yeah, they did. Yeah. They're Tony Bloom's crowd, aren't they? Yeah.
They're connected, I think, to one of those. Yeah. Are they Tony Bloom? Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
And then the Yellow Submarine. Villarreal.
All right. Five Spanish teams. Because I know they're going back. They're qualifying for this year, but I didn't know.
I was thinking. I was going around the countries, and I was like, "There's no Scottish teams in it." And then I was like,
"No."
We're watching.
Athletic Club mightn't consider themselves Spanish. In fairness,
yeah. Matty Ice on 2, Mick on 0, Cameron on 0. Cameron was the bidding in round 1, question 3, the 2024
quiz.
The 2024 All-Ireland Final was the last All-Ireland football final under what are now known as the old rules, asterisk. But how many of both 26-man panels...
Oh, Christ.
Which, yeah, leads us to a total of 52, which means we could be here for 6 weeks.
This isn't even to pass the parts.
The 24
both
round.
Armagh and Galway, can you name?
Jesus. I'll go totally lowballing this. I'm going to go 12.
Is it me and then you?
Me first, yeah. 13. I don't feel good about this one.
That is so hard.
No, I let you go. I let 13. I think you'll get 13. 13, I don't know.
I don't know about that one. Was I writing a few down, I suppose?
I'll go 14, yeah. I think I'll get 14 over.
Bastard. listen, I'll go 16. Why not?
No, I'll let you off.
I'm going to go down in flames here.
But Matthew could...
No, I'll let you do 16.
Great, thanks a little.
I'd fancy myself to pick up the spoils here.
On the quiz today.
I think I could maybe get that, but I wouldn't trust myself.
I actually think it's like if Cameron gets a fair pay to him, if he doesn't, I feel like I'll have a few randomers still in my head.
Yeah.
God, that's going to be tough.
All right.
Shane Walsh.
Okay, he's correct.
Johnny Heaney.
Johnny Heaney, Shane Walsh, correct. Two. And we're done.
Damien. That's it. Damien Comer.
Three, correct.
Oh, sorry.
Stephen Campbell.
Soupy.
Soupy.
Has anybody ever said Stephen Campbell and not said Soupy after it?
Yeah.
It's like Bart and the Cupcake.
Yeah.
Rian O'Neill.
Four, five.
Oh my god. Rob Finnerty.
Six.
Jenny.
That our map panel has changed so much as well.
That's it. Remember.
Aidan Forker.
Sure.
Seven. For Forker's sake.
Oh my god. This is really tough. Yeah, no, turns out seven. No, I can't think of anyone else.
Okay, you out, sucker. Mick.
Six?
I got seven.
Seven. I could do seven, I think. Yeah.
There's a low there.
I'll try eight.
I'll let you go at eight.
All right. Eight is the bid.
Okay.
Sold. To the man's nickname I've forgotten.
Yeah.
Oh, don't call me the real. I'm not the real. I am the real.
I'm not the Barnsley or something.
I'm not the Barnsley.
I'm not, not the one from Barnsley.
Don't call me Barnsley.
One from Barnsley.
Paul Conroy.
Yes. Footballer of the Year, I believe.
Matty Tierney.
1-2.
Oisin O'Neill. I presume. Come on. I feckin' hope.
Two, three, Oisin O'Neill. Yeah.
Right.
Can't think your man's name. I don't want to write it down.
Yeah, I have a name I'm worried about here for some reason, but Dylan McHugh.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me here? There's a load of Galway lads that, like, I mean, and both teams that you just know, like.
Yeah. I have a good few here.
Nugent.
Are we taking Nugent?
Well, why? No, I know his first name. I just, you know.
All right.
Aidan Nugent. I just, you know. Just want to get it done with.
Yeah.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
you were like,
I know, I'll have to say it out loud and then I'll remember it if I keep talking. Oh, Aidan knew.
I knew his name.
Yeah, all right.
You were
it
like,
just took you an hour to get there.
When Tommy kills Spider in Goodfellas and he says, yeah, you know, of course I'm going to clean it up. There's a real dismissive tone.
McDade. Killian?
Yes.
I made a right mess of this.
I know more than you think I do. How many is that now?
I've got so many. Yeah.
Six.
So I need two more.
I've got, just to help, like, to push on maybe a bit. Like, I've got, I think, 7 written down here today. You haven't said.
Wow. Put the pressure on. That's a cumulative.
It says more about me for bottling it, though, and not actually just going for
that's
it.
That's accumulated from the last few rounds, though. He's got 7 overall from 3.
Yeah, I mean, I would have said Shane Walsh.
Barry McCambridge scored. Yeah.
One for the win. There's a load of very famous footballers who are like, what about me?
We'll go for a friend of the show, though, as a winner, Paddy Byrnes.
Yeah.
Paddy Byrnes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
There's a player that, for some reason, I don't know why, I know his name is Sean Kelly, but I just couldn't commit to it.
For some reason,
it was just like, am I wrong about his name? And I couldn't possibly
Sean
be.
Go on. You had Ben Creeley.
Yeah.
You had Charlie O'Byrnes.
Yeah.
Charlie Oak.
O'Shane Cunningham.
Yeah.
After Byrnes. Honestly,
yeah, you said McDade. You Blaine Hughes was in goal for Armagh.
Yeah.
And Gleeson was in goal for Galway, but his first name slipped my mind.
I'll get a few now as soon as I scroll down.
The thing about Hughes was,
there's also Glenn.
I knew it was Hughes.
Glenn, there's a Glenn, yeah.
But I was worried that it was what's the name?
John Maher, Johnny McGrath.
John Maher, Johnny McGrath.
Kier Malloy, Silk.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And there's loads. Anyway, I can't go through the rest of them.
Yeah.
We're half an hour in and we're only at the end of round one.
What a blistering round one.
I should have pushed that a bit more.
Mick 1, Matthew 2, Cameron 0. Round 2. There'll be no Wikipedia round this week because why change something that is working extremely well? So we're keeping the now not so brand new tic-tac-toe poke finish round.
Yeah, I like this round.
I'm going to give you the name of a player and the club they played for, TAC, and you have to tell me what clubs they played for immediately before and after tic-tac-toe joining the club in question. It should be straightforward enough. If, for example, I said Lionel Messi and PSG, you would need to say Barcelona and Inter Milan to earn the point.
Inter Miami, I'd say it would be more correct. But
you can say Inter Milan.
Inter Miami to earn the point. These glasses don't actually work.
Is this our nicknames, yeah?
It'll be fastest finger first. You must get the two clubs correct to earn your point. It is one guess per player name, so have a think before you jump in, and you must give your crappy quiz nicknames. Those nicknames again, I'm not the one from Barnsley. Oh me, oh my, you make me sigh. And Mr. Early Morning. All clear, let's get started.
Rolls
if
up.
He only says it, do you not count that? He has to sing it.
It'll be up to the Greek chorus to decide.
Oh.
Crucify him. Mm. All clear, let's get started. Round 2, question 1. Player and club. The player is Arjen Robben, Real Madrid.
Oh, I'm not the one from Barnsley.
I didn't finish mine out.
Who was first?
I think it was Matthew.
Okay.
I'll finish, so me, oh my. Arjen Robben and the club was Real Madrid, Chelsea and Bayern Munich.
Correct.
That's the question.
No, I was too focused on saying my name. Sorry. Okay, that's my bad. I'll be more efficient.
I'd like
next time
to hear that back now. I'll be listening to that in the app later, fuming.
I didn't finish it because I thought you had gotten it. But.
Okay.
No, it's just who spoke first.
Frank Lampard, Manchester City.
I'm not the one from Barnsley.
I'm not the one from Barnsley. Mick McCarthy, who is it?
Okay, so Chelsea. And New York City.
Oh man.
Yeah, well called.
Skadoosh.
Is that the name of the club?
It is actually the name.
Is that what he did? New York City.
It was definitely City Group.
I thought you went from Chelsea to New York and then City and then back to New York.
No, it says Chelsea, Man City, New York City, according to tic-tac-toe.
Okay, I won't.
We don't in any way claim.
We don't question the quiz, yeah.
Yeah. Lionel Messi to Inter Milan.
The club and the player. Round 2, question 3. James McLean, Sunderland.
West Brom and Wigan.
No.
I'm not the one from Barnsley.
Yeah.
Derry City.
Yes.
And Wigan.
Correct.
That is terrible.
That's terrible. You nearly had a total brain fart. The player in the club. Question 4. Robbie Keane, Inter. I'm not the one from
Coventry City. No, Wolves and Coventry.
Oh me, oh my. Wolves and Coventry.
Mick, what's your answer?
No, I said it wrong.
You didn't.
Did I not?
Oh, you did.
You have to get in the right order. Yeah.
You did, but actually, we have it wrong here.
Oh.
David, if you're listening.
Incorrect.
Yeah, he went from Wolves to Inter and back to Coventry, right?
Yes. Oh, well, maybe not. Oh, no. I haven't finished my answer. Coventry City and Leeds United. No, he went to Inter from Wolves, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He came from Inter to Coventry and had his best spell there.
Yeah.
I just did that.
Yeah. But when did he sign for Leeds? He went on loan to Leeds after he failed somewhere and then signed for them.
Yeah, wiki there.
How did we
find it? I think I might have been right. Coventry and Leeds is the answer.
It always works.
Oh, no. Coventry and Leeds is the answer. Wolves, Coventry, so
you got
Inter.
It, you got it. Okay.
Leeds.
Because I had my panic attack after I said Coventry, which turns out was the right answer.
What was written down?
David had it right.
Okay.
Mick, maybe Darren.
Me, Ger, and David all had it wrong. Yeah.
You had it right.
So you had it right, and then you queried it. Yeah, and then
Coventry collapsed and then eventually got there.
No, so it's Darren Maloney anyway there.
Yeah. Because then I jumped in because you said when you're finished, oh no, it's Wolves and Coventry. So then I said, right, I'm going to just jump in and say that.
I hadn't completed my answer though because I said Coventry and then had a heart attack.
Who gets the point? Yeah. Brona, no, help,
Mick,
quick.
Make sure
I just get the point.
Mick gets the point. Let's move on quickly and stop talking about this shit.
Fine.
Player club, Roberto Carlos, Real Madrid.
Oh my.
Yeah.
No breeze. There's Galatasaray's in there somewhere, I think, and...
I'm not the one from.
Yeah.
Inter.
Yeah.
And Galatasaray.
No. I said Galatasaray's not in there somewhere.
Oh, no. I
Fenerbahce.
Okay. I didn't know where he went after.
He didn't get a go.
I don't care. That was never going to be my round.
What was the answer?
Inter and Fenerbahce.
Ah, okay.
So Inter, Real Madrid, Fenerbahce.
Fenerbahce, right. Okay, yeah.
The score, which is going to appear magically on my screen at some point in the next few seconds. No pressure. Needs a sweat. Break it out.
Four
for Mick, 3 for Matthew, and Cameron for 0.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't get it.
Yeah, no, that's it. Because before the early mornings, I was really good at the quiz.
Round 3, it's the time for the Pass the Parcel Doom round. So I'm going to ask you to give me a name that's on a list of names I have in front of me. Get it right. The parcel passes on to the next player. Get it wrong. The parcel explodes, covering you in shame. Guilt and fear and recrimination and all the other things that you associate with being Irish. Question. Name any player who has scored in a Champions League final since the year 2000. Goals in normal time and extra time count, but goals scored in penalty shootouts do not. We all know they don't matter. There's also the chance to earn some bonus points if you can name the players who have scored in multiple finals or a player who has scored a brace in a final.
In which final? Sorry.
There are no bonus points for the obvious two being Cristiano and Lionel, who have scored in multiple finals. So no bonus points for
that. Do they count as answers though?
No, not now because I've told you them.
since which year, sorry?
2000.
Let's
all meet up in the year. Yeah.
You never need to ask that.
Answers in alphabetical order, starting with Mick, Matthew and Cameron. I have them in alphabetical order. You don't need to give me in alphabetical order. Go on. Mick, Matthew, Cameron.
Sorry, okay, Jesus.
No,
he did not score.
Incorrect.
Wayne Rooney.
Out straight away.
Rooney.
Don't know why I give him as the first answer, but anyway.
Rooney. LMNOP, QRS. Rooney, no bonus. No BP.
Steven Gerrard.
These bonuses, interesting.
Right. Bonuses, multiple finals.
Bonuses scored a brace or scored in multiple finals.
All right, okay.
Steven Gerrard, not. But yes, he did score in a final near 2005.
Right. Virgil van Dijk.
What?
Virgil van Dijk scored?
Did he not score in 2019? Was that not the first goal? The one goal?
I'm going to pick yours. TUV. No.
No. Grant. That's fine.
Hang on. Sometimes Josh van der Fleer was in under the F's. Just going to go back and check the D's for Dijk, but it's not.
Grant.
I don't know why. What happened there? Hernan Crespo.
Yeah.
That's a bonuser.
That's a bonuser.
Ah, I see. He's clever.
It's a bonuser.
Scored a brace, so an extra point for Mick there.
Good stuff. Great stuff. See the other two quiz contestants disappearing over the horizon there.
Vinicius Jr.
Vinny Jr. Vinny.
I have run out of jet fuel.
Vinicius Jr. Bonus point. 2022 and 2024.
Why do I keep remembering scores for losing teams? Okay, Zinedine Zidane.
Only the once.
Shit.
Good one though.
That was pretty good. Bonus point for the goal.
No bonus point.
No Willis went for the goal.
Going to deduct your point of view. Keep
demanding bonus
points in the pasta parcel is nonsense. That's the whole point of it. You get one measly point from all that work.
I tend to agree, particularly for stuff like this.
Yeah.
Right, like
particularly for someone say,
give you a bonus point
zero.
For you, somebody ridiculous.
It's me, is it, Jess? Sergio Ramos.
Sergio Ramos. Did he only do the once? Again, a good one.
God, I'm struggling with a lot of these games.
No, bonus points, Sergio Ramos, twice, 2014 and 2016.
Well, remember a lot of the scores of the games, but not a lot of the scores.
It's not like he's on a hat trick.
No, but he scored
the third
final. Multiple finals, though. You're going to take that away from him?
What? As in, yeah, it's not that impressive. A contribution to the final.
And I'm not allowed to say the people you said at the start.
No, you can't say Ronaldo or Messi.
Well, I just keep going through the matches and they keep scoring goals.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. In that case, I'll have to go with Diego Milito.
Milito. Oh, not on my list.
Are you serious?
No, oh, he is. Oh, he scored twice.
Jesus, that's what I thought. And then I was like, am I remembering a different match?
No, he done great in the semi. I was unsure of him. What happened in that final against Bayern always gets forgotten about. Mohamed Salah.
Mo Salah, flying down the wing. QRS. Just the once, 2019.
That'll do. So it was him that scored. Was that a penalty?
Yeah, after about five minutes.
This is so good. The most ridiculous penalty in the history of penalties. Like,
yeah, what a great final.
So good. Or threw his arm up to tell someone behind him something. And hit him.
It's just us two, is it? Yeah. Didier Drogba.
Drogba, 2012. With a winner!
It was equaliser, wasn't it? He scored a penalty.
Winning
penalty
scored
as well.
He scored.
So that doesn't count.
Who scored the first goal, though? I haven't a clue. About 15 Munich finals in here, and I don't know the goal scorers for fucking any of them.
I think I have. I think I actually have two of them.
Who are they?
I don't know about that. No, Mario Mandzukic.
Hey, bonus points.
Yeah. So he got the Juve overhead as well.
He did. That's a good one. Yeah, Mandzukic. The overhead, good I think, is like, that's one of those goals that's forgotten about.
That's
even though,
an unbelievable
because
goal.
they were hammered. Like, yeah,
and that was an equaliser as well. I think. Wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. They were still in the game at that stage.
Yeah.
It was important.
Yeah.
Such
wasn't
a good
consolation.
Goal.
No.
Right, there's a lot of those Real Madrid ones you'd be unsure of.
Now, we could be here forever.
Aiden Hazard.
Aiden Hazard.
No, I don't mean him. I mean Kai Havertz.
We literally had this conversation about 15 minutes ago. You said we shouldn't change the rules for now.
What I'm saying is, I thought of Kai Havertz. I remember the goal and the wrong name came out of my mouth.
Yeah,
I'm not looking for special dispensation. I'm just explaining myself and why I'm so annoyed.
Yeah, that's right. Are we going to go through them all? Surely not.
Well, I'm very, very quickly because it is here.
I had loads of safety ones. Yeah.
Dimitri Alenichev for Porto, Xabi Alonso, Carlos Alberto for Porto, Marco Asensio for Real Madrid, Gareth Bale would have got you a bonus point, Giuliano Belletti, six, Karim Benzema, Saul Campbell, Yannick Carrasco, Danny Carvajal, Casemiro, Kingsley Coman, Deco, Desiree Doué, bonus point. Stefan Effenberg, 2001. Samuel Eto'o, bonus point.
Miulu got the last 6 and 09. I think, didn't he?
Diego Godin, Ilkay Gundogan, Hakimi, Kai Havertz, Filippo Inzaghi.
Did Muller score for
Filippo Inzaghi?
I'm
no
not
7.
Near the M's yet. Kvaratskhelia, Dirk Kuyt.
Yeah.
Frank Lampard, we already talked about him. Paolo Maldini, 2005. Sadio Mane.
I have Maldini.
Marcello. Senni Maiulu for PSG, Steve McManaman, Gaika Mendieta, not taking Messi, Alvaro Morata, Fernando Morientes, Thomas Muller. Yeah,
Muller was the first goal.
Neymar, Divock Origi, Divock Origi, Pedro for Barcelona all the way back in 2011, even Rakitic, Raul, Arjen Robben, Rodri, Cristiano, I wasn't taking him, Vladimir Smicer, Luis Suarez, David Villa, and that's it.
I had loads of kind of like put aside ones like Maldini, Switcher, Campbell, McManaman.
No good to you.
And then I just brain fart.
Matthew 7, Mick 6, Cameron 0.
Grant, perfect.
Round 3, question 2. We're coming to the end. And even though we're not, we're coming to the end. Any club, country that Troy Parrott has scored against this season, it began on the 24th of July, 2025. There are bonus points on offer here if you can name those teams who the Quizmaster believes you've no right to recall.
Can I just say, this quiz is exhausting.
It's yeah. so
It's natural. Really like...
Oh,
it's
my God. Just,
Who has he scored against? We're going to go Cameron...
Club
no, Matthew,
or,
Cameron, Mick.
Club or country.
Yeah.
Over country.
Czechia.
Czechia. Yes.
I believe Hungary.
Hungary. Yes.
Portugal.
Portugal. Yes.
NEC Nijmegen.
NEC Nijmegen. No bonus right, point for that.
I would have hoped to get away with NEC there now, I have to be honest. But I'm glad I don't have to fight the Quizmaster on it now. It's off the list.
NEC paid good money for those rights. So, Ajax.
Four times against Ajax. He's not messing around playing against Ajax, is he?
Dead and buried.
Right, there my
you
two,
met him this week, Mick.
I did, yeah. They're my two Dutch teams that I knew for a fact. So everything else now.
You were in his house this week, I believe.
No, we weren't in his house.
All right.
No. We were. We met him outside of in a hotel, actually.
That's right.
Let's throw a couple out there. The go-ahead Eagles.
Correct. Mm.
Aston Villa's former friends.
The only team to beat Villa in Europe this year.
Yeah, I meant to say about here, like, there's a good chance he scored against most of them. Here in Venn.
Yeah, twice.
That was another recent one. It was like 10 days ago, I think.
I don't know their title sponsor, but Breda?
NAC Breda.
NAC Breda?
No.
No.
Okay, I'm just hoping that just get through a couple more lucky ones and hope Matthew gets eliminated. Twente.
FC Twente, correct.
I'm trying to think back to when he scored a load of goals in the qualifiers. He played some. They play a team called
out of Europe.
There you go.
Vaduz.
Oh, three times he scored against them, and there's a bonus point for that.
Why is there a bonus point?
That's because the lads all work on the same podcast and they. Yeah, tic-tac against each other.
Yeah, that's great. I can't wait for the third round when it's like rugby, but there'll be no bonus points because they're all really fucking easy.
You didn't think about this, Mick. You put David on writing duty and Matthew on
answering duty.
They literally, you know, they have like a
so
symbiotic.
Simpatico.
I don't normally work.
I think Matthew's performance has improved over the last round. I don't know why. Mm. Something weird happened.
Mm, yeah.
I've noticed that.
Okay. I never thought of Europe, but at the same time, I'm not going to go down that path either because that's asking for trouble. So let's assume he has scored a goal against the lesser of the two good teams in Holland being no do you know what I'll change it he scored against his old team Excelsior.
That was my next one.
He did twice. Yeah,
that was my next one. That's a killer. Dutch team,
he's got loads of
did
goals.
Did he celebrate?
No, but that's because they're in
see, I can think. I just the team. That. I'm thinking they played a game. There was a load of goals in it, but someone else Irish scoring it. So I don't think he scored against them. I will chance. I'll chance Peg Zvala. I'll try them.
No.
No.
Yes. Survive.
Killer. FC Groningen twice. FC Ilves. Ives, the Finnish team.
Yeah,
there was a bonus point for
he
that.
Got a rake of goals early in the season.
Utrecht,
qualifiers,
Fortuna Sittard,
Utrecht.
Heracles, the dream of a Heracleitean fire. Was that it? Levski Sofia would have given you a bonus point. Sparta Prague three times. Remember he scored in the stadium.
Yeah.
That's his favorite stadium in the world.
To go, yeah.
Sparta Rotterdam is the other one. So Matthew's on eight, Mick's on seven.
Ooh, Feyenoord would have been wrong if I didn't think of Excelsior.
So round three, question three. There's more of this. I can't believe it. Okay, name any finalists of PDC World Darts Championship or any World Snooker Championship finals since 2000.
Snooker. Okay,
2000.
This is insane. There's too many of these.
Jesus Christ.
There aren't actually too many of them, so.
Who's first?
Oh, there are too many of these. The darts and snooker.
It's way too many.
Cameron.
Don't worry.
Mick,
I'll be out
Matthew.
Fairly quickly.
Okay, let's get down to business.
All right. Luke Littler, please.
Yeah, Luke Littler for one. Yes. Back-to-back champ.
Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Phil Taylor.
Phil the Power.
Luke Humphreys.
Luke Humphreys, correct.
Target him, Cameron Mullin.
Any Lukes.
John Higgins.
John Higgins, correct.
Mark Selby.
Selby's correct. Very successful, Selby. Four-time champion.
Yeah.
Twice a runner-up.
I was watching some documentary on BBC actually the other day, and it finished with Mark Selby winning something. I think it was the same year that Leicester won the league, maybe.
All right.
I think he's a big Leicester fan, is he?
2016?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Kyron Wilson.
Kyron Wilson, yeah. Runner-up in 2020, winner in 2024.
Adrian Lewis.
Raymond van Barneveld.
Yeah.
Michael van Gerwen.
Now again, Raymond van Barneveld under the bees. Come on.
Yeah.
What did you say after that?
Michael van Gerwen.
Yeah, under the G's. No. They're V's. I realise they're not like officially, but for our purposes,
they're
Quizmaster.
Yeah. I've messed up here. I haven't been.
Has it gone back
down
to me?
I didn't write down anything.
Sorry. Mark Williams.
Yes.
Michael Smith.
We have these on different lists. So
Bully Boy.
Michael Smith.
Not the original Bull, though. Forget about Terry Jenkins. Did he make it to a final, though?
Judd Trump.
One of the Trumps of Florida, of course.
Gary Anderson.
Wasn't sure if you'd said, yeah. I don't think he was, obviously.
He hasn't been said, no.
Jean Van Veen.
Yes. Under the V's.
Nice, he's two V's there.
I know, that's why.
Under the V's. That'd have been cruel.
Watched him in the Premier League, lastly.
Yeah. Didn't play too badly. Good game.
Come on, lads, we've 4 minutes left to get the show finished.
All right. Has Zhao Zintong been said yet?
No.
Great. I'll go for that then.
Oh yeah, okay, good man. Last year's champion.
Boom. What a result.
Okay. Neil Robertson.
Yeah.
Jack Jones.
No.
Really? I think so.
Did he lost to Kyron Wilson?
Sorry. Yeah. Where is this?
Didn't lose to Kyron Wilson, I think, the wrong tournament?
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, correct.
Snooker, sorry, yeah, not yes, darts. Yes, yeah, yes, yeah, yes, sorry, yes, sorry, yes. sorry.
Jack with no C.
Yeah, Jackknife.
My roll.
Luca Brasel.
Luca Brasel.
Shout.
Did be a good documentary in him, wasn't there? He's,
Yeah.
Cool. He's a wildness streak.
Mm. Yeah.
It's getting knocked out very early. Did he even make it this year?
Two-time world champion, but was it in the 90s or the 2000s? Boom.
No care about the 90s.
Maybe I'll hold off.
Happened before that.
Maybe I'll hold off on that person. Graham Dott.
A champ in 06 and a runner-up two times.
Gerwin Price.
Yeah. Is he the rugby player?
Yeah. Won during COVID. No fans. It's arguably why he won.
Just like Exeter.
Mm. Arguably nothing to do with COVID.
Mm. Yeah.
To get ear defenders down afterwards. Man,
I like it. Oh, God.
Has John Higgins been said?
Yeah.
No.
He was said.
He was?
Was he?
I said him. He's marked off my list.
That means nothing. You could just mark him off.
He has been said.
No, he was said, yeah.
Sorry, Cameron.
Grant.
Okay.
That's perfect. Thanks for inviting me, David. I really enjoyed this.
When Graham Dott won, I'm pretty sure it was the longest worst final of all time against Peter Ebdon.
Correct.
Peter Wright.
Correct.
Snakebite. There you go. That's a good one. and makes me think. No. God, I feel like I'm missing a few darts people in that middle era. James Wade.
Oh, did he make a final?
No.
What?
I think he made a final.
No.
That's his whole
Why
thing.
Why did I jump in there with someone I hadn't written down?
Five semi-finals, I think
Rob
he's made.
Rob Cross, Mark Dudbridge, Andy Hamilton,
Simon
Peter
Whitlock.
Manley.
John Part.
Kevin yeah. Painter, John Part.
Kirk
Dennis
Shepherd.
Priestley, Kirk Shepherd, Simon Whitlock. They're Whitlock's the darts.
Nah, you would have. Whitlock is actually who
I had
Snakebite made me think of, but yeah. I wasn't
Did
sure.
Did you have Stuart Bingham, Ali Carter?
No. Yeah. Stephen Hendry and Matthew Stevens I had left over as well. And
Ding Junhui, Ken Doherty.
Ken, yeah.
Ken, oh, that's
Barry
cash.
Hawkins, Stephen Hendry, Sean Murphy,
that's so
Matthew
many,
Stevens. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. The score is Matthew on 9, Mick on 7, Cameron on 4.
Well, good lead.
After lots of roundabout ways of trying to improve the fun free magic numbers round, it's about time we all realise it can't
be
beaten.
Where did I get 4 from?
Bonus
Cameron's on zero.
Cameron's on zero.
Yeah. Round 4.
There's too much cursing here now. Come on.
Last week, we came to that conclusion. So with that, it's the old traditional, add a few things up, hope for the best kind of thing, and we're going for it today. Remember, it's 3 points for whoever gets it bang on. If nobody does, it's 2 points for whoever doesn't go bust. And are we back this. To just four numbers? We are. Great.
Add them together, is it? Yeah.
Your answer must be written down. Add them together. I want you to give me the number of Premier League titles Pep Guardiola has won. The number of All-Ireland football titles Jim Gavin has won, both as player and manager. The number of world snooker titles combined that Stephen Hendry and Ronnie O'Sullivan have. And the number of days that Liam Rossini spent as Chelsea boss. What is the answer? Bright shiny beads. Go.
Oh, Chris Bond.
That's the wrong one, but that's all right. Gonna have a slightly extra.
Can you go through them again, please?
Jingle jangle, bright shiny beads. Number of Premier League titles, Pep Guardiola.
True, yeah.
Number of All-Ireland final football titles, All-Ireland football titles, Jim Gavin has won as player and manager. Number of World Snooker Championship titles combined, Stephen Hendry and Ronnie Sullivan have. And the number of days that Liam Rossini spent as the Chelsea boss. How many? What's the number? Do you all have a total written down?
Yeah.
Sure. Write it down, Mick.
Yeah, it's written down.
All right, give it to me.
So the time isn't even up yet.
It is.
146.
Oh, I've underestimated something. I meant 135.
I went 137.
Oh, you're all bust.
Oh, really? Really?
What's your senior?
133, 106.
Yeah, I had
that. Oh, I had 120.
See, I had 106 okay, on the nose because it was in every single newspaper yesterday morning for some reason. Every paper.
Away, yes.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm just
the
saying.
The number of World Snooker Championship titles combined, Stephen Hendry and Ronnie Sullivan have?
13.
I put 14.
15. 7 each, isn't it?
Oh, they
don't. Point is their tie.
I had that right.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Ronnie's
okay,
white whale is to beat the record.
Anyway.
That's what I think anyway.
No, you're right. He does Hendry as 7.
Okay. Jim Gavin has won 6 titles as a manager and 1 as a player.
Yeah.
6 and 1 is 7.
That, yeah.
I had 8.
Pep Guardiola has won
6.
6.
I had 7.
So what, I had them all. Well, I had 1 off.
What was the answer?
But I just had the receiver.
133.
I had 135.
So Matthew has a 2-point lead here.
Always go a few below.
I know, yeah.
Not to go bust.
It's an experience catching up winner.
Matthew 9, Mick 7, Cameron 0. Round 5. It's business as usual in the rapid fire this week. Our winner is going to be decided in the wheat that's around the separate sweets from the chaff, the Mo Salahs from the Mo Salamis and the Michael Bridges from the Kevin Bridges.
Mo Salamis arguably better than Mo Salah, right?
We'll see.
Is Michael Bridges better or worse than Kevin Bridges in this scenario?
Well, Kevin Bridges is the
Michael Bridges had one season, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm just wondering about what way it's written there.
Like Kevin Bridges.
Yeah, who's the better?
Who's the weak? Who's the chaff? Like, how have I only got 5 points? I got like 2
you're
bonus
7.
Points.
No, you're on 7. I'm on 9.
It's at round 5. None of you are listening. I make one mistake, you're like, whoa. And you're constantly making mistakes.
We hear those.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Now I know how the referee feels. Okay, lowest score and normal questions, 1 point each. They have dehumanized you here, Cameron. You're just lowest scorer.
That's fine. That's great.
Your 20 seconds starts now. Who will Waterford play this weekend's Munster Senior Hurling Championship?
Tip.
Who was the last golfer to win the Masters not named Rory McIlroy?
Scottie Scheffler.
What national team does Antoine Semenya represent?
Pass.
Who did France play in the Women's Six Nations this weekend?
Ireland.
Who is the manager of Bayern Munich?
Nagelsmann.
Who scored Ireland's only goal against Poland last Saturday?
Pass.
Marissa Shiva, Vincent Kompany and Ghana.
Grand.
They were the ones you didn't get.
That's so, fine. What's that?
Tipperary, Scottie Scheffler, correct. And Ireland, correct. You got 3 points. Well done, Cameron.
Thank you so much.
They just didn't suit you today.
That's it, yeah. David doesn't recognise Garrison games, it turns out.
Garrison.
There was not rugby questions.
Absolutely not. Well, there was.
Well, there was. We had to name the France team. That's
how. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I won a point.
Score, normal question, 1 point
really
each.
Well, hold on 1 sec.
Middle score is you, Mick.
Yeah. Sorry. Lost knees. Okay, let's go.
Your 20 seconds start now. Who will Kerry play in this weekend's Munster Senior Football Championship? Who will captain Europe next to Ryder Cup?
Luke Donald.
Keith Wood had two spells at which English Premiership club?
Harlequins.
Which national team does Arda Güler represent?
Turkey.
Who are the reigning Connacht football champions?
Galway.
Megan Connolly plays for what club?
Pass.
Darren Goff is associated with what sport?
Cricket.
Who are the current leaders of the English Championship table?
Coventry City.
Correct. One wrong. Two wrong. You passed on Megan Connolly plays for Lazio.
Lazio.
I just thought Brighton was in my head, which played for about like 4 years ago.
Everything else right?
Ooh,
yeah, magnificent
so.
Seven.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle now. It's like a 5 to win, 4 to draw, is it?
Yeah.
I hate this round as well.
Bonus point. Nonsense.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Your 20 seconds start now. Who will Kildare play in the Leinster Senior Hurling Championship this weekend?
Antrim.
Dublin. Rory McIlroy is 6, but how many majors has Jordan Spieth won?
4.
3. Who is the current Down Senior Football Manager?
Conor Laverty.
Who did, what team, what national team did Nobby Solano represent?
Peru.
The Mestalla is located in what city?
Buenos Aires.
Valencia. Who are the reigning Copa American champions?
Boca Juniors.
Their Copa Libertadores. Argentina are the Copa America champions, and it doesn't really matter.
Jesus, that is chronic with my mask.
These are tricky now. Dublin, Jordan Spieth is 3, Conor Laverty is correct, Brew is correct, Valencia is wrong.
I should have done better.
Mick 14, Matthew 11, I would have 12 if I gave him one extra question. But hey, old dogs
for
the hard road. Don't call him the Barnsley fella.
Good game. Very, very, very taxing on the brain, I would say that game was. But
exhausting.
Exhausting.
Holding our head at her.
Hard luck there, Matthew. Next time. Next time.
Will we see you next week?
You're like Chelsea.
I am actually.
Not enough age.
Yeah, not enough age. I need to be man aged by being a senior.
I'd like a day in lieu for this week.